Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I promise I won't give any spoilers, although already these articles are out about the Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragon. But I want to talk about something in terms of movies and entertainment and the XXX rated double, triple, quadruple X type stuff that we're seeing. I wonder if it's just a little too much. So I was a huge fan of Game of Thrones. I thought the stories were fantastic. I loved the series. I couldn't wait for Sundays. But right out the gate with episode one, and I remember I had trouble with season one, and I almost didn't want to watch it again because I didn't like the way season one ended. And for those of you guys that still haven't seen Game of Thrones, can you see it? Because you'll know what I mean by the way season one ended. But the one thing about season one was, of the original Game of Thrones was, man, there was at least four or five very, very involved sex scenes. And I don't mind that per se, but, you know, I got kids. I got, right? So we couldn't let my kids watch Game of Thrones when it came out years ago. And it's not that we didn't, we were like, you know, if you didn't watch it, just, you know, keep in mind, it's pretty, you know. So yesterday, the sequel to Game of Thrones, The House of the Dragon, was on. And so we start to watch it, and, you know, my son comes back, comes in the house, working out or whatever, goes, oh, are you watching it? I go, yeah, do you want to see it with us? You know, so we get some food, whatever, we start to play it. And then, of course, there's like, again, the sounds, the sex sounds are really loud, and there's, you know, and then there's, you know, the violence and all that my kids are kind of used to, but just, guys, you know, one thing that Game of Thrones does is you understand there's going to be sex, you understand there's going to be violence, you understand there's going to be incest, you understand there's going to be gore, and then they just take it that extra step. Now, the whole Game of Thrones, you know, series as well as the prequel has that, shall we say, has that, I don't want to use the word platform, but they actually have gained that recognition and almost get to keep that position because they did a pretty good job of it. And they, even though a lot of it was disgusting, and you're like, oh my gosh, they really went there, you know, like chopping off somebody's penis and then sending it to his sister in the first Game of Thrones, such that now everybody expects it. And I'm a little nervous with this prequel that it's going to get even more dirty. And do they really have to do that? You have a great story. And then all of a sudden, they throw that in there. And Hollywood keeps doing this, where they fear that the story may not be enough. So they have to make sure they have everything woke in there, or they have to make sure they have enough sex, enough of these topics. And even though I thought the prequel was fantastic, it goes, okay, so you know Khaleesi, Daenerys Targaryen, they go back about 172 years to her great-great-grandfather's family and how they, there was some peace, and then they start to take over, and then the Targaryens and the Hightowers, and there's some power plays. And, I mean, the story is fantastic. They take it from Fire and Blood in 2018, and they do a really, really good job of intermixing the whole, you know, family fighting and the dysfunctionality. But I'm getting a little upset that every time I watch a television show or a movie, I'm sitting there with the checking of the boxes. And so my guess is there's going to be, in the next episode, there's going to be all those boxes that need to be checked. And we're going to have a very thorough, loud, in-depth sex scene. Just have sex. Fine. And, you know, it doesn't have to, you know, take it to that next level. You know, well, we have to have the violence, and not just any violence. We actually need to, you know, do some pretty thick, you know, castration. We know there's violence. I think just for those of you that are excited about it, just remember they're going to check the boxes with some pretty involved sex, pretty involved violence, some incest. Many of you reached out about the pregnancy scene. Apparently one of the characters, and this is all over, so I can't really say it's a spoiler because it's already all over, but one of the characters is having a breech. And in the olden days, you couldn't really, you know, do C-section. So you would try to turn the baby. We would actually, even in my training, try to turn the baby through the stomach and try to move that baby over. So in the olden days, they would just stick their hand up in there and try to turn them. Of course, you risk cervical tearing if the cervix isn't, usually by then, if the cervix is dilated, the baby won't come out. Some of you have asked, why can't breech babies be born? I delivered twin breech, but they were frank. They weren't footling. Footling breech is where the feet are hanging. So if you pull a baby out, it's like a T. The arms, the shoulder, it's bad. You can't get the baby out just by pulling on the feet. The breech I got to deliver was tushy first, where the baby's legs were all the way up, folded like a little package. And so when the babies were coming, you just got tushy. One was pinkish, the other was blue. But luckily we got that baby up. I kept flicking at it, and we got the baby pink again. But a tushy first breech is easy. But when you're not expecting it, and this lady didn't, the one I delivered, she didn't have time to get ultrasound. She was already in labor, and I got called to the room, and I just put my gloves on. They didn't even know she had two babies, or twins even. But with breech back in the olden days, it was bad. Breech baby was bad. In fact, my mom had said that when her mom was undergoing labor, it was either her or her brother, they were breech. And the doctor went to her father and said, look, I can only save one of them, mom or the baby. And my grandfather said, oh, hell no, you save both. So that part was fascinating. But like I said, the prequel is fantastic. Watch it, but just be prepared. You might have to, like, mute it during some scenes or fast forward, especially if there's kids around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot into the marriage of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. We're getting some tidbits into the marriage of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. We have a doctor who says his wife tried to put liquid Drano into his lemonade. I got to tell you, we definitely are, you know, I thought what happens in a marriage just stays in a marriage, but I guess not. So this is interesting. Johnny Depp has come under fire. If we go back to now the Johnny Depp Amber Heard drama, Johnny Depp has come under fire for allegedly having his legal team intimidate witnesses for the Amber Heard defamation case. They say this allegation has been made after unsealed documents threatening, quote, negative consequences were brought to light. They said reportedly, these declarations were often obtained through threats and deception. One such declarant, Laura Devenere, testified that she only provided a declaration after Mr. Waldman threatened her with negative consequences if she did not cooperate with him, including perjury, if she did not sign the declaration he wanted her to sign. Ms. Devonair also testified had felt coerced by Mr. Waldman to sign the declaration. In addition, while the declarations all bore the heading of this case, none were ever filed with the court or provided to counsel. So I don't know what the heck is going on. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Johnny Depp from an acting standpoint. Obviously, the trial kind of, you know, left a lot of us confused. There was, obviously, and the fact that we sat through that, I stopped watching after a while because it was just like, I can't listen to this anymore. But it was, you saw two people together. It seemed to have a lot of toxicity. You saw the lawyer flirt with Johnny, you know, a lot of touching, and you're like, what the heck is going on there? And then then there was another case brought up against Johnny Depp, and I think that got settled, where apparently somebody claimed that he hit him on the set, and that got settled. So I don't really know, and I don't think a lot of us care, but things are really starting to become more public in terms of people and their lives, and you would think they'd want to keep that stuff private, but when it comes to defamation and people are losing jobs and money, they're like, all gloves off. So not exactly sure what's going on, and if I think Amber Heard is actually taking Johnny Depp back. Digging back to court, there's going to be another appeal. She is appealing the verdict because she has to, I think, she has to pay him $8 million. It was a $10 million reward minus the two he owes her. So we'll see what happens with that. But now we have a lot of drama coming out of the Brad Pitt-Angelina Jolie marriage. Now, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt was dating Jennifer Aniston. And I remember reading a People magazine on the movie that Brad Pitt was making with Angelina Jolie. And I looked at this picture of them just kind of sitting there talking. She had her hands in a jacket. He was, you know, leaning, talking, and you just kind of, I was like, gosh, I wonder if they're dating. I just felt like there was some chemistry between them. And it turns out, they did. They had chemistry. He ends up dumping Jennifer Aniston, goes on to marry Angelina Jolie. Well, apparently there was a big plane altercation in 2016 and a lawsuit where the plaintiff was alleged being assaulted by her then husband on a private plane. An FBI report reveals that the couple was Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. It has not been officially released. Several media outlets have obtained the 53-page report, which details what Jolie allegedly said during the interview. Charges were never brought up against Pitt following the investigation. But apparently, there was a physical altercation, verbal assaults, while their six children were all present. Maddox, Pax, Zahara, Shiloh, and twins Vivian and Knox. She claimed that Pitt caused $25,000 in damage to the private plane. According to Entertainment Tonight, Jolie told the FBI that Pitt was mad about her parenting during the fight and told her she didn't know what she was doing when it came to raising their children. When she asked what was wrong, he replied, "That kid looks like a blinking Columbine kid," referring to the gunman in the 1999 high school shooting. He said, "Blank is going to kill someone. Will you be happy then?" So I'm not sure what the heck was going on, but apparently there was, you know, mommy's not okay, mommy's crazy, and then this back and forth. So I don't know if this is going to now start to turn into something that also goes public. I really hope not. You know, it just kind of reminds us that these stars have toxicity in their lives, too. Not that I'm feeling sorry for them, but you would think that, you know, you guys are both multi-millionaires. You have a beautiful family. You have, you know, everything at your fingertips. Money, you could be, you know, you're there for people that, you know, in New Orleans, and you have all these charities you're working together on. And you just see these, and it kills me. And I guess what I'm trying to get to, what I'm really frustrated about, is there is so much that I would love to do with my husband if we ever had the money to be able to do things overseas, to be able to do things to help fight hunger, there's so many things I would like to create and do. And I can't, we don't have the money to, we just don't have the time and when you see a power couple like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard or Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and you're like, okay, look, you guys fell for each other. Maybe you marry too soon. But look at the good you could do. And just do that. You can refocus some of that hate and toxicity and issues you're having to some good. You just see that fall apart, and then you see the money lost to lawyers. Now, I have friends who are lawyers. I mean, you know, God bless them for, you know, some of the good work they do. But you look at the millions of dollars that went to, the, you know, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And so now here we are. We have this doctor couple, two doctors. They're fighting. And in fact, the husband has posted videos of his wife, Dr. Emily Yu, poisoning him with liquid Drano. Emails from the doctor. A California doctor who's accusing his wife is accusing his wife of abuse after she poisoned him with drain cleaning fluid. They've had this, quote, tumultuous relationship and inability to communicate. Dr. Jack Chen is a 53-year-old physician. His wife, 45 years old, Dr. Emily Yu. And there's video of her looking very calmly, spiking, putting something. Now, it looked like a big red. I've seen Minute Maid fruit punch. Look like this, but they said it was Drano. So I don't know. Maybe it is Drano. Who knows? But pouring that into a drink. Then he comes and he drinks. Then it looks like they're having breakfast. There's a restraining order. Judge Thomas Lowe granted a temporary restraining order separating you with their children. But now there's, you know, there's blowback. And you start to kind of wonder what the heck is going on here. So I'm not going to go into the detail between the two doctors or Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt or Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, but I got to tell you, for those of us that look at the money you guys are making and look at the fame some of you guys have, and, you know, and I get it. You know, if you're in a relationship you don't want to be in, you feel the toxicity, get out, you know, easy, clean, don't put the kids through hell. But just, I'm so frustrated that these, you know, we're, so for example, we now have Ben Affleck marrying Jennifer Lopez again. Beautiful wedding, it sounds like. Not an actual plantation, because there's a lot of criticism that comes with marrying on these plantations. So now they're full plantations, such that there's no links to slavery. They're new buildings that are plantation-like, I believe. And they got married at a beautiful plantation-like facility in Georgia and all that. You know, and I hope they stay together. Apparently, Ben Affleck's brother, Casey, didn't go to the wedding. And, you know, you hear there's some, you know, backstories of people don't think this is going to work out. All I know is for the time period where you guys are together, now, while you are in this position to do good, just try and do some good. You know, before you guys fall, I hope they have a long, happy marriage. But just, you're not going to get a lot of empathy. People might be very excited about the sensationalism of two stars and them fighting and, you know, breaking up. And because a lot of people are mad at Angelina Jolie for breaking up a marriage between Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, even though it could have been Brad Pitt's fault as well. He was married to Jennifer Aniston. You know, people seem to, you know, blame the woman. But it just, you guys, all of you, you know, you're making a crap load of money. You're in the public eye. You're being very public about your relationship. There's a lot of good you could do. These power couples can do amazing work. And these, you know, these power couples, and I know that's what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle want to be, but they've even had their drama. And so it's like, come on, people. Just, yeah. You got a gift? Go with it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a rough day on Wall Street so far. The Dow has fallen more than 500 points at times during early trading on renewed fears of the Fed Reserve acting aggressively on future interest rate hikes. The attorneys trying to save the life of convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter admit he needs to be held accountable.
Life without the possibility of parole is a severe enough penalty. When you not only look at the crime, but you look at the person that committed it.
Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 students and staff at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. In her opening statement, public defender Melissa McNeil painted the picture of how Cruz was failed by his biological mother, who was addicted to alcohol and drugs while pregnant. USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Quick monkeypox update. Global cases are over 40,000. Global cases now are at 41,358 in 94 different locations. Of those cases, 87% have not historically had monkeypox, 7 have. So this is something that has expanded and gone to places where it usually doesn't go. They say 40,971 locations, specific locations, have not historically reported monkeypox that do now, 387 of which have seen these before. So this is something that has definitely ventured out of its comfort zone from a virus standpoint and has hit places that we normally would not have seen. In terms of the U.S. case count, 14,115 cases that have been reported and clocked in. Wyoming is still the only state not reporting cases. Now, it doesn't mean they don't necessarily have any, but thus far, you know, because usually with monkeypox, especially if it's severe, it's really kind of hard to hide unless people are getting a couple lesions in their genital area, going, you know what, I'm just going to sit this one out. I'll go to somebody when it gets bad. I wouldn't recommend that. Please get seen right away. But right now with Wyoming, still zero cases. Remember with COVID? This is reminding me. Remember with COVID, they started in Washington. And then we had some cases, I believe, in California and New York. But Washington was ground zero. And people in other states are like, well, I hope it doesn't make it to Iowa, or I hope it doesn't make it to Alabama. And then it went everywhere. It's kind of how I think a lot of people are feeling right now with monkeypox. Most of the cases, of course, in California, highest population, though, of course, 2,663 number of cases. Florida has about 1,300, Georgia 1,000, New York 2,700. Actually, New York is beating now California. I live in Nevada, so we have about 113 cases reported. So you guys could check out the CDC website in terms of that. Excuse me. In terms of case demographic, we have the majority are in men. We do have some cases in women. With the ethnicity, a good number of them have been white. That has started to change, and we're seeing more Hispanic, Latino. We're also seeing black, African-American, Asian, American Indian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, small cases there. So multiple races. The number one symptom that we're seeing in 98.6% of the cases is rash. That means there's still 1.4% cases not having a rash. So keep that in mind. 72% of cases, just not feeling that well, malaise. 72% of cases have a fever. But still, a good majority are not, a good number not getting a fever. Chills, headache, lymph nodes, myalgia, itching. 60% are getting itching. 43.9% are getting rectal pain. 26% are complaining of pus. 25% are actually having rectal bleeding from this. 23% is having pain when they're trying to pass stool. 19% having abdominal pain. 18% having nausea or vomiting. 16.6% having proctitis. And I've been seeing an uptick in red eyes. And so conjunctivitis, 6% of the cases have had conjunctivitis. And so when I tell people, I go, look, you know, if you have pink eye, people go, oh, well, I got pink eye, so just give me some antibiotic eye drops. Well, pink eye is usually viral. We'll still give the eye drops because people like it. It gets rid of the discharge a little faster. And I told you how sometimes antibiotics make people, you know, feel like they're getting over it faster. So we do. We give pink eye drops, even though they're technically antibiotic eye drops for viral pink eye. But I could tell there's a look. I could tell there's a look when the eyes are really equal in their redness. That means there's something on the inside that's inflaming the eyes. Not something that came out from the outside that infected the eye. It's a process. And so I tell people, I go, get yourself tested for COVID and maybe even monkeypox because your red eyes, I'm not saying that's your only symptom, but, you know, it was reported to the CDC in terms of it being a symptom. And, you know, it just kind of makes us realize that you won't always have the typical textbook symptoms. I told you, those, the way this monkeypox is spreading is kind of different than what we usually would see in Africa. This was identified in 1958 in a monkey, first human cases in 1970. And household contacts would pretty much be the biggest demographic. Somebody would get bit by something, then they'd get the pox. It would spread among the family, parents, kids, whatever. This is acting differently. This is in a very predominantly men who have sex with men community. We're not sure why. And it's not supposed to be an STD, but they're thinking this probably is, especially when people are getting rectal lesions, when they're getting rectal pain. You know, it seems that it is. Now, it could just be that whatever has the symptoms is touching, but if some people with monkeypox are having lesions on their mouth, well, it depends on whatever is touching the body part, obviously. But you also wonder if maybe it is trying to outsmart us and spread through sexual fluids. So we're telling people to, again, practice safe sex. Try to avoid anybody who you think could be ill. Any symptoms you have, like fever, chills, swollen lymph nodes, exhaustion, fatigue, muscle aches, backache, headache, even respiratory symptoms, get yourself checked out. Coughing, sneezing, even those. Monkeypox symptoms will start within 3 weeks of exposure to the virus. Most of us don't even remember what we did last weekend. But monkeypox symptoms could start within 3 weeks. If someone has flu-like symptoms, they will develop a rash 1 to 4 days later. It could spread the second symptoms start, the rash, until the rash is healed. We usually, like with chickenpox or shingles, we're like, you're usually good once you have a scab. According to the CDC, the fresh layer of skin needs to form, all right, for them to be convinced that you're not contagious. And I agree with that. And they say the illness can last about 2 to 4 weeks. So if you do have a new or unexplained rash, avoid your close contacts, avoid your animals. We have a case of two men whose dog, whose greyhound, ended up having a lesion in the anal area as well as on his stomach. Include having sex or being intimate with anyone. Even if you don't have a provider of health insurance, get to a public health clinic. Contact the health department. And then wear a mask. And, you know, just because, again, this can be spread by respiratory transmission. I talked to you guys about how the rash can sometimes just look like a little pimple. It doesn't necessarily have to look like what you see in terms of the big, huge pustules. Now, one of you asked me about Camp Lejeune, the Camp Lejeune water contamination. So there's a bunch of commercials now about Camp Lejeune toxic water lawsuits. And it's because Congress has now allowed people to move forward to try to get compensation. Basically what happened is there were two water treatment plants that I believe had some sort of contamination between 1953 and 1987. Toxins include volatile organic compounds, the trichloroethylene, the tetrachloroethylene, vinyl chloride, benzene. And the water contamination, the construction of Camp Lejeune happened in 1941, but then something happened where the drinking water system got exposed. I'm not exactly sure how this wasn't picked up and stopped earlier, but by the late 80s and 90s, they declared it a Superfund site. I believe that's when they fixed the situation, but sadly, there was health issues. Childhood cancers, birth defects of kids born to individuals who were affected or mothers who drank the contaminated water. There's been some reports of cancer, breast cancer, esophageal cancer, kidney cancer, multiple myeloma, renal toxicity, female infertility, scleroderma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, lung cancer, bladder cancer, leukemia, myelodysplastic syndromes, hepatic steatosis, miscarriage, neurobehavioral effects. So President Barack Obama signed the Honoring Americans, Veterans, and Caring for Camp Lejeune Families Act. Congress now passed the Honoring Our Pact, and now Camp Lejeune lawsuits can proceed. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you are asking me if I know what's going on with Dr. Oz and his campaign. I don't. I'm not in contact with him. I'm amazed that, you know, he made it as far as you know, he is with politics, and I wish him well. He's got, though, a tough race, and with everything going on with the crudité and him mispronouncing a story he was in and all that, politics is always kind of a pain in the butt. But the one concern that I had from the way beginning is he was up against somebody who had a stroke. And when you're a doctor, politics aside, you have empathy for people who are struggling physically. And John Fetterman, Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor, has been criticized by Dr. Oz for not being on the Senate campaign trail more. And that was, and I knew Oz would get himself into a little bit of trouble because politics, you know, if I ever ran for office, and I've told people this, and everybody goes, well, then don't run because you're not going to be successful. I'm like, well, I don't want to mudsling, and I don't want to rip my opponent to pieces. I just want it to be like, you know, when you race and running, they're like, good luck to you, good luck to you. You stretch, you get up to the line, you race, and when you're done, you shake hands. That's kind of how I want it to be, but that's not with politics. With politics, they attack you, you have to attack them. It's horrible. Well, doctors aren't very good at attacking others. I mean, we give each other crap. You know, family doctors give internists crap. Surgeons give internists crap. You know, we make jokes a lot. You know, like how do you hide a dollar bill from an ER doc? You put it in their past medical history, meaning ER docs, you know, don't necessarily take a full history. Okay, in medical world, that's funny. But for those of us, you know, it's like, ooh, you know, for anybody else to listen to it, okay, what does that mean? So, you know, yeah, we might kind of give each other crap, but in order to, which is horrible the way politics has, in order for people to get their point across with voters, they have to be pretty cutthroat. And doctors aren't supposed to be cutthroat. So you have Fetterman who had a stroke. What is Oz going to say? I mean, look at how brutal people are with Biden and his, you know, cognitive changes. And even me as a doctor, I still want to be very careful with what I say. I don't think he should be running the country. I think he should be getting a mini mental status exam, etc. But I don't want to make fun of him, and I have to show the empathy to him as I would with anybody else. But Dr. Oz has a real heavy case against, he has a real heavy race against him, against rival John Fetterman, and John Fetterman had a stroke. And I believe he has atrial fibrillation. So what's Oz going to say? So his campaign is, well, he's not out there. Oz has an uphill battle. They say Oz's campaign released a statement claiming he himself has agreed to 5 different face-off opportunities against Fetterman. Fetterman has come back to the campaign trail, but Oz's communication director, Brittany Yannick, said John Fetterman has agreed to 0 debates. Well, you know, one thing John Fetterman might have an issue with is public speaking. Now, somebody would say, well, then he shouldn't be running. You know, however, if his stroke was motor and he didn't have cognitive effects, he can still run. You know, I mean, in terms of public office, I'm not saying it's in defense of him, but this is where it gets kind of tricky. You know, according to Brittany Yannick, if John is too sick to debate and is concerned he cannot stand in front of cameras for more than 10 minutes, then he should just say so. We're sure voters would understand, and so should we. She said otherwise he should pick some of the many debates Dr. Oz has agreed to or explain why he won't agree to debate on KDKA. Now, you know, I don't think it is in Fetterman's best interest to debate Oz. Oz is very well spoken. So, you know, people are accusing Fetterman of maybe then, well, you know, maybe he's going to use this as, look, you know, yeah, I'm recovering and people like me enough in Pennsylvania, I don't have to debate him. You know, usually when you are not as advantageous in something, it makes no sense to do it. But Oz is having trouble. He's lagging in the polls. So it's tricky. I was at a radio conference at Talkers Magazine, and people asked if, you know, Oz is going to have a problem with his past endorsements and, you know, in terms of things he would sell on his show and believability. You know, Hollywood is Hollywood. If people think Dr. Oz is Hollywood, they're going to have a problem with that. But if people like what Dr. Oz has to say, and they understand that shows need sponsors, they, you know, I don't think that's what's going to hurt Dr. Oz. What I think that's going to hurt Dr. Oz is he has to run a political campaign with one arm behind his back because he's a physician. And now he's also up against somebody who has an illness. And Dr. Oz is a cardiologist. If anybody has empathy for stroke survivors, it's cardiologists. And so he's just in a very, very tough position in terms of that. And so I don't know where that's going to go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of Hollywood, California has a water crisis, and we're hearing that neighbors are turning in celebrities if they think celebrities are not following the water rules. Residents of Malibu have been getting visits from the water police. 6 million Southern California residents are under the toughest water restrictions, and because of the patchwork of different agencies overseeing different areas, that means different rules for everyone, even those across the street. Leading the charge is Las Virginias Municipal Water District. It includes areas like Calabasas, Hidden Hills, Agora Hills, Westlake Village, parts of Malibu. They say for the biggest water users among 75,000 customers, the agency has begun installing devices that limit flow inside homes, completely cut it off from the outdoors since these new restrictions went into place. And I'm nervous about that, because what if that flow doesn't work and then you can't access water and nobody comes to fix it? So that's, I would not want somebody doing that, but these are the new rules. The agency has installed 56 of the flow restrictors, which are stainless steel discs 1 inch in diameter fitted to water meters. They have a tiny hole the size of 1/16th of an inch, and that's where the water trickles through, so low flow showers and less effective appliances. I love my showers. I will hold off flushing the toilet if I have to, but I want my shower. But some are concerned that the movie stars are not going to get, you know, the same treatment. Now, they're saying celebrities, wealthy people, no one's getting preferential treatment. They say so far, some of the highest users of water include Sylvester Stallone, Kevin Hart, Kourtney Kardashian, Howie Mandel, Michael Jackson's estate. They say those celebrities and others can and have been able to get their names off the list before getting a device installed if they sign a water use commitment form and lower their usage. So if you don't, you know, play ball, then you get these devices. Gosh, I would not want that device. That would stink. So, you know, Hollywood, Hollywood is going to have their hands full. The problem is they could just go to one of their other properties. You know how many people move to Las Vegas? I think Mark Wahlberg is going to be moving in an area near mine, a little fancier area, but he'll be like within a mile of, actually less, a couple blocks from where I live. And, you know, if Mark Wahlberg can't use water in California, I'm sure he'll come to our neck of the woods. We'd love to have him. He could shower as long as he likes. You know, it's fine by us. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking about later this week how the use of marijuana and hallucinogens have hit record levels to the young millennials and Gen Zs. And 4 out of every 10 Americans are now using drugs, even if some are legalized. We'll talk about that later this week. 1-877-DALI, don't go away.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.